James's story. James, who is in his 20s, lives with Sotos syndrome and is on the autistic spectrum. He also lives with epilepsy. Before we started working with James, he was being supported at a residential home, where his needs were not being met and where he was showing little progression. James is now supported by our team, in his own home. In his previous home, inconsistent staffing and a lack of communication meant James's support team often struggled to understand his behavior, resulting in episodes of escalating behavior that challenged people around him. We've built a consistent, skilled and close-knit support team around James so we're able to recognize his triggers, act accordingly and stabilize his behavior. For example, James can find verbal communication difficult or confusing, so we used symbols and create social stories to communicate with him. We've helped with his comfort eating by introducing daily pots of snacks, labeled with the days of the week. And we've reduced James's antipsychotic medication, by introducing non-drug therapies and practical support, so he is less likely to need as much medicine. At James's previous residential home, his family had less access to his support team and the working relationship was not as effective. The team at Leaf Complex Care have listened to and worked with James, and his circle of support, including his family, and this has contributed to his transformation. James's mom says, "We now know with a skilled staff team James can learn. He's learned more in 6 months than he did in 6 years. He now gets his own drinks from a jug. He would never have been able to associate being thirsty and having a drink before." Previous next. We also helped James move into his new home where our dedicated team of support workers are supporting him 24 hours a day. We have reduced the support he now receives 2 to 1 to 1 to 1. Sharon Jones, registered manager at Leaf Complex Care, says, "When we first met James, he was understandably cautious of us, but now his confidence has grown. He often pops into the office to say hello. He's a real joy to be around and we especially love his cheekiness. There is no question for me that James's life has improved beyond measure and without a skilled team this could not have happened." Jenny, James' mom, "This is what James's sister and Devon Partnership NHS Trust have to say about our care and support. James is happy with his core team, and they are managing his behaviors well. He is able to live a life of his choosing, with the appropriate boundaries put in place by a team that now know him well, and enjoy working with him. He is seemingly the happiest he has ever been in his adult life." Rhiannon Hardy, James's sister. "James's family have indicated how happy they are with the quality and consistency of support. From the pre-planning stage, through transition and the ongoing support, your team have provided excellent support for James." James Rowley, learning disability nurse. Read more about other topics. Blog: Bipolar Disorder. Symptoms, causes, and treatments. Bipolar disorder is a mental health challenge that impacts moods and emotions. Individuals with bipolar disorder experience significant mood swings that may impact their quality of life. Bipolar disorder can be. Read more. Blog: Global Developmental Delay. Global developmental delay is a term used when children show a delay in reaching major developmental milestones typical for peers of the same age. Common areas of developmental delay include. Read more. Blog: Nocturnal epilepsy and nocturnal seizures. Some people with epilepsy have daytime and nighttime seizures, while others only experience seizures during sleep. Nighttime seizures are also called nocturnal seizures. People with nocturnal epilepsy can control their. Read more.